Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And our guest right now is author Dan Wells, and the name of his book is I Am Not a Serial Killer. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
I am not a serial killer. And it's being said by the protagonist of your book, a 14-year-old boy, yes?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell me all about John Wayne Cleaver and why he needs to deny that he is not a serial killer.
John is, he's actually 15. He's a sociopath, obsessed with death, obsessed with serial killers. He works in a mortuary, and he thinks that he is turning into a serial killer. He knows them well enough to see all the signs in himself. And so he sets rules to keep himself from hurting anyone. And then a real serial killer comes to town, and he has to break all of his own rules in order to stop him.
So he uses all of his research, all of the reading he's done to solve the murder mystery?
Well, in a sense, yeah. That's part of why I put him in a mortuary, is because I wanted him to be able to do some hands-on investigation, which a 15-year-old can't really do any kind of forensics. But working in a mortuary, he does get to see the bodies, and he can kind of look at them and say, oh, that's... why would someone slash a body that way? Why would I slash a body that way? So he's able to do some of that himself.
Now, at face value, it seems it could be a fairly somber topic, a gritty, dirty topic. How do you keep John Wayne Cleaver likable throughout?
Well, that is the primary question of the novel, definitely. And, you know, he is a sociopath, so the challenge was to create a character you can empathize with, even though he cannot empathize with you. And I did three things. The first was I made him funny. He's a very funny guy. And if we can laugh with somebody, we like them instantly. I gave him a horrible life so that we feel sorry for him. And then I just made him inherently good. He is trying to do the right thing despite all of the obstacles in his way, despite his own nature, and we like that about him. So even though it's a very dark book, we do like the protagonist a lot.
With plenty of dark humor.
Yes, very, very dark humor.
What did you do in your research? I would imagine you have to know a little bit about serial killers, their personalities, how they operate, etc. How extensive was your research?
Well,
how many people did you kill along the way?
How many did I kill? None. But what? One of the reasons that I wrote this book is because I, like John, I study serial killers as a hobby. That is the only thing I have in common with my protagonist. So don't worry about that. But I already had a lot of this information. I find them very fascinating. That whole mindset, the psychology, interesting. And so I had a lot of that in my head already. Most of the research that I did for this book was actually on the mortician side. I needed to find out how to embalm a body and what that process was like. And that became a very big thing with the entire series.
Well, Dan, the obvious follow-up question is, how much of you is in 15-year-old John Wayne Cleaver? Were you John Wayne Cleaver at 15 years old?
No, I wasn't, but that is the assumption that everybody makes. He has a horrible relationship with his mother, and so, of course, when my mom read the book, she got all concerned and said, is this what you really think of me? And I said, no, don't worry. When my mother-in-law read the book, she actually called my wife on the phone and said, do you feel safe at home? This is really dark. But no, aside from that kind of serial killer fascination, we're actually very, very different.
You're not a teenager.
No, but I was.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
All right, so you have to reach back a good 15, 16 years minimum to remember what the feelings were like as a teenager, the emotions, how you viewed the world, etc. Was that a simple process for you?
In part, one of the things that I did, and again, this goes back to why we can like a protagonist like this, is he is sociopathic, which is defined as a lack of empathy. He cannot connect with other human beings emotionally. That means that he doesn't feel the same things we feel, and he can't understand why other people feel what they do. He feels very different. He feels very alienated. That's sociopathy. That's also a really good description of adolescence. And so taking that kind of very angst-ridden path, it was easy to reach back into my own adolescence and remember, well, I can remember not fitting in, and I can remember, you know, not understanding why other people did what they did. And so having that as a guide made it very easy, I think, to go back and write a teen.
This is your first book that's been published, correct?
That is correct.
Anything coming around the bend?
Yeah, this is the first in a series. The sequel comes out in October, and then the third book comes out next spring. And then beyond that, I've got some other projects I'm working on, some very similar and some wildly different.
Well, in the meantime, one more time, the book is called I Am Not a Serial Killer, and the author is Dan Wells. Good luck with it, Dan.
Thank you very much.